But I got good news. God's dynamite power can destroy the stronghold in your life.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening, Pastor Brian Grant will bring the concluding part of his message, Unleashing the Power of God. In the first part of this message, which aired last week, Pastor Grant took from Paul's prayer for the saints in Ephesus, found in Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 21, three things he desired of God that they should know. We heard how the power of hope, the power that comes from God's affirmation, and the power of living faith, all coming from what Christ has accomplished on our behalf, enable a believer to lead a satisfying and fulfilling life. This evening, Pastor Grant will again take up that theme as he concludes his message, Unleashing the Power of God. Here, once again, is Pastor Grant.
The power of living faith, the power to access God's exceedingly great power. Listen, tell you, this is big stuff. If you're sleeping, wake up now, because this is big stuff. You know, this is so big that the Apostle Paul used four Greek words in the one verse that can each be translated power. Four Greek words. You don't see them translated power in the verse, but there are four Greek words that mean power embedded in that verse. There is power, power, power everywhere, power. So you may say, Brian, what's all that power for? Why all this power? Strong in his concordance, he helps us. Because the main word of the four Greek words, the main one is the word dunamis. D-U-N-A-M-I-S. And dunamis, Strong tells us that dunamis, come on now, is power to achieve by applying God's inherent abilities. Power to achieve. Don't miss that part. Dunamis is power to achieve. It's not power to achieve because you are so smart, or because you're so educated, or because you have such great ideas. And that's where the devil is going to trip us up every time. Because in life we are always coming to these crossroads where we have a decision to obey God or to follow our own ideas. And too often we have been following our own ideas. Perhaps I'm speaking to somebody like that. You just love your ideas. But listen, dunamis is power to achieve by applying God's inherent abilities. It's God's ability, and I can apply God's ability and I will achieve. You say, oh, I'm glad you're giving a real good sermon about how I can achieve success in life. But that's not what God wants. It's about, you see, it is real success. I'm not talking about worldly success. The success that God is talking about, God is able to give you, he has already provided all you need for a substantial, a satisfying, and a meaningful life. This power, God's power, enables us to achieve his perfect plan for us. I hope you get that. God's power enables us to achieve his perfect plan for us. There are two English words that we get from the word dunamis. Two English words we get from the Greek word dunamis. One is dynamite or dynamic. Steve wants to go with dynamic. I'm going to go with dynamite. The other one is a word called dynamo. Now, there is a difference between dynamite and a dynamo. I think most of us know what dynamite does. What does dynamite do? Don't say destroys. It doesn't destroy. It demolishes stuff. It demolishes stuff. Now, you can use it to destroy if you want to, but you can use it. It has so much power. It can be used to demolish. Listen, you know one of the things I love to watch? When they announce that they're going to show the implosion of, let's say they had a 50-story building. You ever watched it? They have a 50-story building, and they're going to demolish it. And if the person who is doing the work knows how to do his thing, by the time he attaches the dynamite to the right spots of the building, all of a sudden, that 50-story building, you ever seen it? It just starts cascading. It's almost like a waterfall. Down it comes. 50 stories. The power of dynamite. The power to demolish stuff. You say, Pastor, where are you going with this? I am so thankful that God, believers have access to God's dynamite power. I don't want you to miss that. Believers have access to God's dynamite power. There are people who come into church. There are people walking around. There are people that you will meet who have all sorts of strongholds in their life. And God's dynamite power is power to demolish strongholds. We meet people with all these addictions. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've struggled with alcohol addiction or drug addiction or pornography. That's one of those that sometimes gets swept under the radar. But it's one of the biggest challenges to the family today is this issue of pornography. And it could be that people, guess what? I'm not even going to say it could be. I am convinced that in a crowd of this size, there are people struggling with pornography. And God wants to talk to you this morning. There are people with pornography. There may be someone with a sexual addiction. There are individuals who are struggling with this whole issue of homosexuality and unnatural affection. And all these things are binding. They hold on to us. They have their tentacles around us. And it's the hardest thing to get rid of these types of addictions. But I got good news. God's dynamite power can destroy the stronghold in your life. He said, Brian, you don't know what I have gone through. You see, Brian, you don't realize what you miss is that some of the issues I have is because of all the abuse I experienced as a child. You see, Brian, you don't realize that I have gone to every therapist. I have gone to every clinic. I've gone to every program. And none of these programs are working in my life. Brian, there is really no hope for me. And I beg to differ. Because my Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, he says that, listen, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or even think. According to what? The power that is at work in us. I'm talking about dynamite power. Oh, wish I had time to break this down, but we don't have time for that this morning. But you go home and just chew on that verse. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or even imagine. The greatest Disney Imagineer cannot figure out all that God can do. And by his mighty power, God is able to do something in your life. And my friend, if you're here this morning and you're saying, can God do it? Can God help me? Can God change you? The good news is God can change you today. You know, it is possible you're here and you're not saved. And God won't be able to help you until you're saved. Because this power is only accessible to the believer in Jesus Christ. But this morning you can come to the cross and you can find Jesus. You can repent of your sin and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God will come in. The Lord Jesus will come into your heart. The Spirit of God will come into your life. And you will be able to access God's dynamite power. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Do you want it? But there is dynamite, but there is a dynamo. Do you know what's a dynamo? A dynamo is a generator. A dynamo converts mechanical energy into electrical energy. And a dynamo is providing power constantly. You see, dynamite goes kaboom, and it's over. Not so a dynamo. A dynamo makes no noise, but a dynamo provides the power constantly. Every morning, it's providing the power. Midday, it's providing the power. It's even providing power to that phone. Evening time, it's providing power. It's always providing power, constant power. And I'm here this morning to rejoice. Listen. Believers not only have access to God's dynamite power, believers have access to his dynamo power for daily living. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the word of God says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Oh, you better mark that down. Write that down. Listen, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, you need to go home and chew on that. God has given us every single thing we need to live a godly life. Listen, if you're not living a godly life, don't say it's because you can't. It's because you won't. Because God has given you every single thing we need to live a godly life by his power. And this power, my friend, that we are talking about gives you power. This dynamo power is giving you what you need for every single day. It's constant. This power is available to you today when you're rejoicing and celebrating a baby dedication. This power is available to you next week when your kids are acting up. This power is available to you to cope with challenges in your marriage. This power is available to you to deal when they lay you off. This power, listen, this is constant power. The power of God in constant daily supply. And listen, thank God he is able to keep us from falling by his mighty power. We have constant daily power. Are you experiencing this power? Have you experienced the dynamite power? Are you experiencing the dynamo power? Would you like to experience it? You said, how can I access this power? What must I do for God to unleash this power in my life? Because if I'm honest, come on now. If I'm honest, I am not really sensing this type of power you are talking about. I am not sensing this power in my life. What must I do for God to unleash it?
Please stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. Germantown Christian Assembly invites children to Shipwrecked Vacation Bible School, Rescued by Jesus. A summer kids event called Shipwrecked VBS will be hosted at Germantown Christian Assembly from August 6th through August 10th. At Shipwrecked, kids discover that Jesus rescues them. Kids participate in memorable Bible learning activities, sing catchy songs, play teamwork-building games, and enjoy yummy treats. Plus, kids will learn to look for evidence of God all around them through something called God Sightings. Shipwrecked is for kids from 3 to 11 and will run from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. each day at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-242-5550. That's Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue. Call us at 215-242-5550 for more information. And now, let's return for the conclusion of today's broadcast with Pastor Grant.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 gives us the answer. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who? What is that word? Believe. God's power is accessed by believing. My friend, if you're here this morning and you have not believed, if you're not a born-again Christian, this power is not available to you as yet. But all that could change today. You say, Pastor, what must I believe? Let me give you a well-known verse of Scripture, John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, that includes you. It says whosoever, whoever you are, no matter your background, no matter what religious affiliation you've had in the past, that whosoever, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This could happen to you today. But you see, it's not believing something. It's believing in a person. Whoever believes in him. John's Gospel chapter 1, it says it a different way. As many as received him, to them he gives the right to become the children of God. You see, this is a belief that causes you to take an action to receive Christ, to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and your life and to cleanse you from your sin. That's what believing is. And this morning, in a few moments, I'm going to ask some of you who you know you're not saved, I'm going to ask you to come and receive and believe Jesus and be transformed by his mighty power to allow him to start that work in your life. But when you believe, for salvation, you've just entered through the door. You see, the word belief, the Greek word that's used and interpreted, translated belief here in the verse that we just read, is a word that implies a present continuous action. Did you get what I just said? The word belief, if you look at the word in its original, it's a present continuous action. That's why I've entitled this section The Power of Living Faith. It's a lifestyle of believing. It's a lifestyle of faith. It's not a one-shot deal. When I was 9 years old, I received Jesus into my heart. No. That's not the belief here. That only starts the ball rolling. But what if we're going to access the power of God? We need to believe, where it's a daily belief, a daily belief. I believe and keep on believing and keep on believing. And you say, how does this show up? It shows up in whether you're obeying God. You see, you can't claim that you believe God and don't do what he says. Oh, come on now. I know you may say, you start meddling now, Pastor. You see, we love to say we believe, but we don't necessarily obey. What a powerful Bible study we had in Sunday school this morning, where God made it very clear to us the importance of obedience. No wonder in the Old Testament God says to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken better than the fat of rams. You see, God is not, some people think to get the power, you come to church and you jump and you run up and down the aisle. You know, I like to watch it sometimes on TV. They're running and they're jumping and everybody is speaking in tongues. Hey, you can go to do that if you want to. Help yourself. But that's not how you get the power. You don't get the power from worshiping or pretending you worship. Because you remember that passage is an Old Testament passage where they were willing to offer all these sacrifices. And God said, I'm not impressed with your sacrifices. What I want is your obedience. And my Christian friend, my brother and sister in Christ, if we're going to access the power of God, if God is going to unleash his exceedingly great power, you and I are going to have to make a decision today that going forward, God, I am willing to live a life of obedience. I'm willing to obey you. I'm willing to put into practice what you say. You see, my friend, we believe, you can put this in your notes, we believe by obeying, trusting, and doing what God says in his word. Did you see that? We believe by obeying, trusting, and doing what God says in his word. Do you want this power? I hope you realize the power of obedience. Moses stood in front of the Red Sea and God said something. What did God tell him to do? Stretch out your rod. Does that seem crazy? Come on now. Does that defy human logic? You realize if it was most of us there, they would have been dead. Because most of us wouldn't have done it. God, I've done a calculation. And I figured out that it's how many thousands, like millions of gallons. God, this ain't going to work. Give me a plan B, God. Give me a plan B. Hurry up, God. Hurry up. Give me a plan B. God says, stretch out your rod. Obey. I can pull it off. What I need is your obedience. Stretch out your rod. And what happened? He stretched out his rod. And the amazing thing happened. The sea, it started banking up to provide a path. I don't think most of us realize how dramatic this is, you know. It wasn't 50 people there. It was over 1 million people. Over 1 million people had to pass. And the Bible says, so it must have been a pretty wide path. The Bible says there was not even mud at the bottom of the sea. They passed over on dry land. That's the type of power God wants to unleash in your life. It's the same power that caused, here they have now come to Jericho. And the walls of Jericho are known to be impregnable. Jericho is well fortified. God comes up with another crazy idea. God, please, I'm just using that for illustration. I'm not calling your idea crazy. God comes up with another plan. What is God's plan? Help me out. March around these walls. Can you imagine the people in the city? They said, them folks crazy. It's a good thing they didn't look like somebody I know. March around them walls. People say, you're crazy folks. You're so crazy. But they didn't think it was crazy when they shouted. And what happened? Do you really believe God can exercise power in your life? Do you really believe it? Notice, sometimes to obey him, he will make you do something that look crazy. Because he wants it to be clear that the power is not of you. The power is of God. We need to understand this. It's not about you. It's not about how good you are. It's about his power being demonstrated in your life. And I'm so glad this morning that God is willing to demonstrate his mighty power in your life and in my life as I obey him. And as Jesus Christ was obedient to his Father, the Bible says, is the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and has seated him at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. Listen, this power is available to me. I want you to get it. You don't have to live the same old, the incredible. No wonder he uses such unusual language. The exceeding greatness of his power. And it's available if I'm willing to say, God, I'm willing to obey you. Are you willing to say that this morning? Max Lucado, as I close, tells a story about a lady in Northern Ireland in the early 1900s. In the early days of electricity, this lady was a wealthy lady. And so everyone was surprised that this tight-fisted lady was willing to pay the money to get electricity when it was so new. But after her house was wired for electricity, a few weeks later, the meter man came by, and the meter man read the meter. And after he was finished reading the meter, he said to her, is your electricity working? She says, yes, my electricity is working fine. He said, I'm puzzled. He said, your meter shows very little use. It's as if you're not using your electricity. She says, no, I use it every day. She says, every night after sunset, as it's starting to get dark, she says, I turn on the light and I light my candle and then I turn it back off. She had access to all the power, but it was making almost no impact on her life. Don't be like that lady. Don't continue to have access and live as if you have no power. Do business with God today. Father, help us now. And cause that person who needs salvation will say yes to you. The person who already knows you, God, bring them to yourself today in a special way for Christ's sake. Amen.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. we'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.